You know who you look like?
Who?
Now that I think about it, you look like David Banner.
David Banner?
You know, looks like David Banner, right?
You know, as a kid, I would always get Joel Ortiz or, Herb Gotti all the time. Herb Gotti.
Like, when you don't have a haircut and you haven't, like, shaved and shit, you look like David Banner.
Really? Because David Banner's hairy. Pause.
That's, I just said, when you don't have, when you don't have a haircut, you look like David Banner.
I used to get Herb Gotti a fucking lot.
Herb Gotti, yeah, I could see that.
I used to get Herb Gotti.
You never said that. Yo, Herb, what up?
Nah, in high school, when I went to
Herb Gotti,
when I switched from aviation to Springfield, I went to aviation for like 2 years because my uncle went to aviation. Aviation had a little bit of bitches, but the quality of bitches was bad. Oh yeah, yo, so
like Bushwick High School
was the same. Yeah, aviation had like for every 10 niggas, it was like 2 bitches, but they was both bad. Oh, we're recording. We're recording now. Frost talk.
Frosted.
Tiggs 9J. This nigga Tiggs is on his own world.
What? Yo, what up? Bubba some Wu Tang.
Nah, I like the last Wu Tang episode. What's good?
That shit was dope, man.
I like that last.
I appreciate the fact that it took like the real original fucking meaning for those old ass kung fu movies and like.
Did they remake one of them?
Yeah. It's not remake, it's remastered. There's a difference.
So they was really talking like that. And there's
what are you talking
about? No. Nigga, that, bro, he was in. You talking about the shit where Ghostface is watching, and then these niggas.
Right.
And
it's a reenactment.
He's like, stop sucking each other's dick and
bro,
fight, motherfucker.
That's a reenactment. They were wearing Air Jordans, bro. That's a reenactment.
What?
That was a reenactment from Shaolin versus Wu Tang.
Bro, that was him in his own head. Fire him in his own head. That was. Yeah, that Shaolin versus Wu Tang, classic movie. But yeah, he was spot on to like the actual meaning of the fucking shit.
Yeah.
Two best friends from different areas, and then the nigga is fucking with his best friend's sister, and the fucked up ass fucking emperor nigga. Then they fucked that nigga up by mixing the fucking Wu Tang and the Shaolin.
I'll say about Wu Tang, like each episode leave me wanting to watch the next one.
Yes.
Yes.
Like every episode is kind of like a cliffhanger.
That's why I hated
it. It's
bro,
annoying,
that's why
bro.
I hated that the first episodes that came out was like back to back to back all together.
To draw you in.
It's like, fuck, my nigga, y'all gave us 3 episodes off the rip, and now I want to watch like now
everything,
you gotta wait
right?
An episode a week.
It's cool though. It's cool.
I'm curious to know how many episodes is in
15, I think they said.
It's going to be in the season.
Let's see. Low key, I'm hoping for like 18 at least. But I think maybe 15. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I've been having a theory. I feel like they're going to do a season 2. I don't think it ends
like,
with this
like
shit.
With the other, like, at least into the early 2000s.
I don't see. I see this shit being too successful for them just to not continue with it.
I was actually reading up on like RZA, like what he was doing with them and shit like that. And they were going through some shit, like as far as like a group. By the time it hit like 2001, 2002 type shit. So I like to see that. That's when we started adding more people and shit like that. And they went from Wu-Tang Clan to Wu-Tang.
Shout out to New Jadakiss. Yo, so talking about shows. Y'all like Rhythm and Flow? The Netflix shit.
That was cool.
You only watched one episode, but how you liked it?
That was one episode. I feel like two. Yeah, that was cool.
Each episode was an hour.
Yeah, that was cool. That was
cool, right?
I fucked with it. I like the little talent that they have in there. Couple people that stand out.
Word.
Couple other people who they trying to make stand out that shouldn't stand out.
Facts. The battle rap shit was just seemed weird to me.
My fault. The battle rap shit was cool.
I understood it. It's just they want somebody who's gonna cover their own ass.
Who wants to smoke?
But then it's like, bro, like, why is it so bad for somebody just not to say nothing? Like, cool, you dissed me. Congratulations, I'm still here making my money. What the fuck? I gotta entertain you or acknowledge your fucking comments. Nah, you get what I'm saying, though, right?
Nah, I agree. I think it's a different age now. I don't think great artists is somebody that needs to battle rap. That and it's just it's no, like
because that's how art is.
If they were look, but if, that's what I'm saying though. If they were looking for like the greatest rapper, the greatest spitter, it would make sense to have a battle rap competition. If you're looking for someone that you're trying to make into a star,
you want an artist.
I wouldn't put. I wouldn't make a comp.
I wouldn't have a round.
You need to be out there the whole time.
Nah. I wouldn't have a round of the competition battle rapping.
That's what I'm saying.
It was fun to watch though.
But like I said, I just.
Nah, I like what Netflix is doing with the competition show. I like how they're laying it out. 3 episodes at a time for 3 weeks. That's because it's like you want to binge and you want to like watch it, but it's not like you have to wait. OD long
with a lot of their original series.
Yeah,
they've been on it with the original.
They're trying series. To get at Disney, bro. November 12th is Doomsday for Netflix.
Oh, it's over.
Cause Disney's just gonna have a bunch of old ass.
Bro, you know the remake of Lady and the Tramp?
Better be a quick.
Supposedly,
in CGI.
Hold on, yeah.
CGI
supposedly, shit? Hold on. Supposedly,
Lady and the Tramp CGI. Facts.
Yeah. Listen. Supposedly, Disney Plus's library is gonna be mainly a whole bunch of PG-13 movies. But they're not even gonna have their rated R shit up there. Which I kind of get why, because of family.
I don't care. It saves me the fact like of having to go and actually go buy Tarzan. And I can just watch it and sing along with Phil Collins. So.
Aww.
You ain't broke.
No. It's funny. You seen
one of the best Disney soundtracks ever.
You seen you know who Chiclet is, the IG guy that be getting fucked up by his girl. I watched in his interview with Nick Cannon. And he was like, they asked him his favorite movie is, and he said Tarzan. I swear to God, he said Tarzan, and his girl said Moana. And Nick Cannon was like, so you niggas just watch cartoons all day, like.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I thought that was funny. And it was funny that you mentioned Tarzan.
You watch some goddamn tunes.
Bro, your imagination is your fucking, your realm of escape, my nigga. Ain't nobody in the world gonna tell you what you can and cannot do with your own imagination. If you wanna sit there and watch cartoons, and you in your fucking 40s or 50s, my nigga, do that. It is what it is. Enjoying what you wanna do.
It's entertainment. There's different types of shit.
I don't knock
you. We not out here. It's... If you want to get technical, bro, it's the same shit like with these people who sit down and watch Basketball Wives or...
Yeah, I don't knock it, like...
hip-hop. Like, bro, y'all do understand that this is...
Growing up, I kind of got into cartoons because my mama watched the Pink Panther. That was her favorite cartoon, the Pink Panther.
I used to watch that show until I was, like, a teenager.
Pink Panther's a little... Not dark, but it's a little...
Nah, that shit's dark.
It's weird.
It's a little weird watching it as an adult.
Like Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry is violent as fuck.
That's my shit.
I used to love watching that, though.
And so was Looney Tunes.
You know what was lit with it that I want to find? A pup named Scooby-Doo. That was a fire-ass cartoon.
A pup named Scooby-Doo. Yo, that's throwback.
Love that shit. Some fucking cereal in the morning.
I'm taking it back like we fucking reliving this shit.
So, none of us watched it.
Shout out to my Yankees for finally fucking getting a W today.
I told you the Astros were going to be a problem.
Still in the lead, 3-2. So next time we do this, the series may be over.
Me?
Yeah.
I was going to say, none of us watched the Hip Hop Awards, but I watched. And like, I feel like it's just not worth it no more. Like,
I'll be real with
it's
you.
It's not
though.
Entertaining. It's
I'll
not.
I'll be real with you.
But I think it has more to do with TV in itself.
Yeah, cable. And who the fuck watches cable for real?
Like, you know how sports are like integrating into streaming, how they have sports
I'm
on
sure
Hulu?
Half the people that's listening to this right now probably watch cable or some sort of TV.
Of course they do.
I don't think so.
Whether it be basketball or Love & Hip Hop.
That's the thing. I was just saying, like, I think most of shit, like, even sports is transitioning to streaming. Live streaming, Hulu has it now too. Like, there's
online
mad apps.
Websites. Yes,
I don't think.
Do
I think TV in itself is dead, and I think that's why award shows aren't as big as what they used to be.
TV could be
not even the Grammys or Oscars.
There's still a lot of people who believe in that family movie night and shit like that.
But you don't.
To
you
be
think
honest,
you watch that on TV or you just pull it up on like?
No, but look, to be honest,
you never know. It's America, my nigga. Our president is orange, unfortunately.
Sure. Listen, to be honest, I think now it's easier to watch cable with streaming because they do have actually all of those providers and shit like that. And either other websites that allow you to, like, quote unquote, log in and make your account and shit like that so you can watch shit.
You gotta speak up, Mumbles, because you mumbling.
Speaking up pretty clear.
You're sitting down like this, so you sound muffled to me.
I'm sitting pretty good.
I'm saying I'm fucking right here, nigga.
You sound a little low. I heard you though.
No, I heard you. What I'm saying, like, speak up a little bit. Sit with your chest, man.
Sit with your chest, nigga. Yo, so
I got a scream for your chest.
Bro, this year is almost over, my nigga.
This year is super almost over, bro.
Thanksgiving approaches.
There's another holiday coming up, right?
Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
Yeah, nigga. Fast, huh?
Halloween.
No, there's something before that. Like, a federal holiday.
Columbus Day was this week.
Maybe.
Indigenous People Day.
Yeah, I don't celebrate Christopher.
Only Christopher we acknowledge as Wallace. Acknowledge as Wallace, not acknowledge.
Nah, I think somebody was telling me Veterans Day or something, but I was like, you sure?
There's certain holidays.
I was like, you sure?
There's certain holidays I don't know about until the day of.
Yeah, we're facts.
It's not out of disrespect. It's just like,
I don't care enough to memorize them. Fuck it.
Oh shit, November 11th is Veterans Day.
There you go, that's a whole, you got a couple weeks to that. Fuck all that.
Shout out to the veterans. Halloween's first though.
Halloween
is whack. Why is Halloween in the winter?
I don't know.
It's a fall. What you mean, winter?
You don't, I feel like you don't get the same type of pleasure in Halloween as you did when you were younger.
I feel like we would get more pleasure in Halloween if it was warmer outside.
No, we would get more pleasure if niggas would give grown folks candy for dressing up.
No, that's creepy.
You know what that is to us? Going to like Halloween parties and fucking.
Yeah, that's just creepy. I'm not knocking door to door.
Like that.
I'm not knocking door to door for candy as a grown ass man. That's weird.
But then I go to fucking buy my own candy. Let the kids have a holiday.
We kind of steal Christmas from the kids. Let the kids have Halloween, bro.
They got Christmas too, but and their birthday.
We share Christmas with kids, but Halloween is theirs. Let them have Halloween. We don't need to go trick or treating for candy. We're adults. You could buy candy for cheap the day after, like the rest of us.
It takes the whole fun of Halloween.
Fucking the 70 cents for like a big ass bag of fucking mixed bags of Snickers and Skittles.
70 cents bag be the nasty joints. That'd be a
bootleg.
Bro, we literally have candy on sale. We literally have candy on sale, and it's like
those gums that
fun size, because we have like, we got like 400 fucking cases of them shits in one shot.
Just give them out every order.
Kit Kat snack size, like
give them out with 125. $30 or more.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Though.
I feel like if I go to another store in another location, they won't have that. It's just your store probably has that, right?
Every store in the borough.
They all have the same sale?
Yeah, in the borough.
Most of them do.
Every borough is a different region, so like in Manhattan, they have their own set of sales.
Manhattan
might have
one store and they have like
lamer sales than everywhere else.
In any company, it always goes by district, so however the district said, I remember at Foot Locker, we had stores in the district that were in Manhattan, but we were in Queens.
Yeah, but wasn't the prices always all the same?
I went to different Foot Lockers and it was different prices because of the district. Yeah, certain districts, because it did, like that's how they just set it up.
I worked around Central Park, so. So a lot of the food around there is a lot more expensive than it would be on like fucking Bobby City or some shit like that.
And even clothes and shit like that. If you ask any chain, go to like an H&M or some shit, be like, what stores are in your district? And they tell you stores like in Manhattan, and all of them are gonna have the same prices.
I'm pretty sure if I go to H&M in the city and H&M in the mall, they have the same shit, same price.
And I'd be in the same district. We had districts, we had stores in 14th Union Square, and we was in Queens Center in Jamaica Ave. And that was all us. It's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, our district was, we had Jamaica, Queens Center, and then like 14th Street Union Square, 3rd in Lexington, some random city stores like 8th and Broadway, like random.
That's not even a district.
That is
random. That was our district though. That was like 13 stores between Manhattan and Queens, and it was like certain parts of Manhattan, certain parts of Queens.
All those spots in Manhattan sound like Q train stops.
I think that store closed. We had a Run store, the only Run store. It closed, I think. They changed to a Foot Action now. That shit was like the only Run store. That shit was wild.
Nah, yeah, they changed it. It's a Foot Action. It's like one of those.
The people that ever changed.
You know why? Because there's a jackrabbit next door. You know what jackrabbit is?
There's a jackrabbit now?
There's been a jackrabbit next door. That's always been her competition.
I've never seen
but
that.
But I thought that was closer towards...
There's two Foot Lockers.
I thought that was closer to where Urban Outfitters is. That's what I'm saying.
That's the regular Foot Locker. That's the regular Foot Locker. There's a Run Store.
Off of Union Square. Where
no, I know that.
Where the GameStop is.
I just don't remember a Jackrabbit being right there. Yeah, I don't remember the Jackrabbit being closer towards that one by...
Basically, Jackrabbit and Run had the same target customer, but Jackrabbit had the better prices.
I probably never paid attention.
Yeah, that's not a spot I would have went into or like...
You're surprised.
I got to the Joe Budden podcast, and he was like, they were just talking and listening to music, and like, you know what came up? The corniest rapper, you know who he said it was? Logic. He's like, why do people listen to Logic? Like, I know he sells, but like, why? He's so corny. And then they broke down a verse he did on like this new French song. That shit was funny.
He wrote that like how, why he's corny off that one verse.
He didn't write it down. He was just going off. Let me hold on.
Joe Buttons.
It was funny though.
Joe Buttons, bro. Like,
salute to Joe Buttons.
I feel like he took that hater thing and just ran with it as his character. Like, that's his thing. He's a hater.
I don't think it's a hater. I think it's just having your opinion and not caring.
That's his opinion, sure. But
nah, he's bad, bro.
Look at your own accolade first.
It's always good to be like that.
Let's see.
I don't know.
That's the thing.
I'm not even trying to jack his concept. I just want to read these just to y'all.
What he said? Are you gonna read the lyrics?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he did. I don't know. I'm trying to jack his shit. It was just funny.
You try to explain it. I get it.
She said she ain't never done no shit like this before. I said you ain't a hoe, but girl, just let it go. I'm finna floor, I'm finna catch a flow like whoa. Get your ass up on the pole, let your worries go. She said I know I ain't a hoe, I'm just trying to get this money. But you know how it go for sure. Bust a nut, then I roll. Bitches call me Bobby Tarantino.
Oh, he's trying.
We know I'ma get a C note, then relocate. Fucker, then I bounce. Hell nah, I can't do no date. 1-800, then I kill a pussy. Who can relate? Got a bitch in all states like the fake Denzel. Word to Yeezy, my shit's breezy. It's too easy. This money please me. These fake rappers don't appease me. If you ain't talking money, you need to talk the French. That's word to Kareem. We live in the dream, you know what I mean? Whip clean, peanut butter on the inside. Bitches be beautiful, but they ugly on the inside. Woo. Shut your fucking mouth, cause Bobby boy, he coming through. Word the 666, suck up on my dick. Slob on my knob, girl, you're beautiful. That's word to God. God damn, I'm the man. I do it cause I can.
Can I point out a specific line right now?
I'm gonna point out a specific line that got me tight. Go ahead.
Can we talk about word 2666, such my dick? Did he just shout out the devil?
It was a Juicy J beat and song, yeah, so
okay,
666,
okay,
suck my dick, stab on my...
So the beat is 36 Mafia.
Yeah, well, Juicy J produced it, and then Slob on My Knob is like Juicy J's, like, I don't want to say his biggest song, but it inspired a lot of strip club music today.
Because I haven't heard the song, so I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm about to be like, my boy, what you doing? But I see, I guess I can see how Joe Budden would have, like, cut his ass on this. Because now, like, I guess hearing it is one thing, but then, like, reading the lyrics, it's like, yo, what the fuck? What is this?
I mean, Ty,
like, really?
What does this mean?
If
you ain't talking money, you need to talk the French.
What does that mean?
Words of Kareem. Like,
what does that mean?
That's like me and y'all chilling, and I'm talking to a bitch, like, yo, if you ain't talking money, talk to 9. What are you gonna do with the bitch then? Like, the fuck?
Like, I don't understand. Yeah. There's a lot of it that just sounds like he's trying too hard.
Maybe that's a...
You know what he sounds like right there in this verse? He sounds like... And I'm sorry to say this, but he sounds like Russ when everybody started hating Russ.
Russ was never this basic.
Yeah, we're
shout out to Russ.
What that's I say like, about Russ...
That's like Drake basic.
Russ...
Damn. Niggas
Russ,
say Drake basic.
Russ stays in his lane. Like, yo, this shit was... Like, Logic, I could see why people call him corny because he comes off like a nerdy. He looks corny. He looks corny. And then with Logic, lately, a lot of his albums I've listened to, and like at the first listen to, I'll fuck with it, but I don't play it again. I don't replay it.
It has no replay value.
No replay value to me. Like, I don't know.
I feel you.
And it's not like it's whack. It's just I can't.
I mean, with shit like that, yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck is
this? But that's not on his shit, though. His shit, he don't rap like that. But I just read the verse because he read the verse and it was just funny.
That's what you gotta do. That's the punchline. All you gotta do is read it. And it's just funny. It's clever as shit, though.
Who's the corniest? Who's the corniest rapper to y'all?
I don't know. That's a tough. That was. I never thought about that.
Not just in music, but just overall, like, yo, this nigga's corny. Fuck this thing, like, this is corny.
Like, artist or, like, rapper? Like,
either or.
Because, it's tough. I don't know, honestly, I never thought about this.
I gotta say Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy?
I forgot.
Anything and everything he's ever done, to me, has just been corny as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, how are you famous?
He overstayed his welcome.
How are you famous? And Lil Xan, but he disappeared, so...
Yo, okay, this nigga.
Yeah, when you
I was like, yo, how the fuck is this nigga famous, bro? This nigga dead ass famous for this shit, bro? I can be famous. No funny shit, bro. And I got bars compared to that motherfucker.
Corniest rapper to me, corniest nigga to me, probably has always been Trippy Red.
Nah, that fucking Trippy.
He's corny.
You got good
Kodak, Kodak Black's antics are corny to me. I don't like his antics.
I avoid a lot of these people.
I don't really fuck with him like that, but I don't feel like...
I don't fuck with you trying to flirt with Young M.A. Like, that was corny.
I'd rather listen to Kodak than Soulja Boy.
I'd rather listen to Kodak than hear him talk or make any statements whatsoever or... But free Kodak.
Yo, yeah.
Fuck him.
Alright, so...
Who else? 6ix9ine is terrible.
Yo, 6ix9ine though.
I feel like somebody was cornier than them though.
$10 million deal though.
On to the next people.
Nah, I mean, it's corny. Like, a lot of corny niggas out there though.
Lil Ride to me was corny as hell. He made good club music, I get it, but.
I thought his hairline was corny. I should look like a straight you. Bow Wow was the corniest rapper alive.
Bow Wow was corny.
Bow Wow lost so much respect, bro. If he just, like, didn't do all the bullshit.
You a liar. You fucked with that song with him and Chris Brown.
Everybody did.
Nah. Bro, I actually, like, listened to the lyrics of the song.
Did you like the one with him and Sierra?
Which one?
The one with him and Sierra.
Ooh, Bow Wow Sierra?
Yeah.
I ain't never had nobody hit me.
Yeah.
You come on, Bow Wow.
I played Bow Wow on Marion. I fucked with it, but he got played out so fast.
But that's what I'm saying. Bow Wow, if he didn't do any of the bullshit, we wouldn't be talking like Bow Wow like this, because he had hits. He had classics. Like You was a hit. And then the Omarion shit was fire.
I forgot the name of that one too, though. It was a good joint though.
It was a good fresh.
Let me hold you.
Let me hold you.
Fresh as I'm.
Fuck
yeah.
Nigga spelled it that weird. Nigga.
But he was Lil Bow Wow.
What was corny about it? He spelled it like that. He spelled it A Z I M. Like, he spelled it like as one word. Fresh as I'm is was one word, and I'm like, why? Why do we have to do this, bro? Cause
it's one word, bro. Like bigger than the cheese. It's just one word.
Look how corny we used to dress back in the day.
Let's ask Lil Wayne why he
said, look how corny we used to dress back in
the day. Why did we used to wear Ed Hardy? Why was Ed Hardy ever a thing?
I don't know. I never
Mark
had,
Echo was a like, thing too at a point.
Remember all the... Remember
like,
when
some
niggas...
Some of the designs were cool, but it's like...
Remember
the
when...
The design on the clothes looked corny.
Remember when, like, everybody was wearing the shirt with, like, the upside down 9 that was really technically a G? Remember those shirts?
Yeah.
I never saw nobody.
I'm
gonna
find it right now.
Remember when G-Star Raw was popping in like the early 2000s?
Nah, it depends what it is from G-Star. That's different.
Niggas have the G-Star hats heavy.
That's just a cocky.
Then there's fucking corny shoes.
Just a regular dagger.
Remember the G-Star shoes with fucking weird ass design with the little swirly shit and all the different colors?
Oh, nah.
Fake African Air Forces. They look like fake.
Oh,
jeans.
Nah, that wasn't no G-Star shit. I know what you're talking about. That
was
it had the little weird ass, little squiggly circles. Yeah, that wasn't.
This one was G-Star.
That wasn't G-Star, no. That
was some other corny shit.
I know what you're talking about, though.
All of them shit was corny. Everything was corny. Everything we did back then was corny.
3Xs.
42. Fucking pant sizes and shit.
Niggas wearing the pants down to the knees and the triple baggy ass pants. Now you see a nigga like that, you're like, yo, he steals.
Yo, this nigga.
Sneakers that match all the colors on the shirt.
With the belt to boot.
With the hat to match the fucking color of the shirt. Hold on. Ta-da's.
Laces different colors to match the different colors.
Terrible.
Niggas had two laces just to match the colors.
Like
this shirt. Remember, like, I don't know, these were a thing. Remember these?
Yo.
Remember all
these? Oh my god.
Remember these shits?
Yeah, Shaka.
And it was like, technically, it was really a G, but it looked like a 9 upside, like 9. Yeah, or it was like
nah,
a.
Nah, remember when.
Upside
when
down 20, 6.
Ash, G.
Remember when Lot 29 was a thing?
Trash.
They had the gangster ass Looney Tunes.
Oh my god, yeah, facts.
Lot of fucking
Baby Fat and Fat Farm.
Baby Fat especially.
Baby Fat's making a comeback.
Okay, Swiss made a comeback.
I think Baby Fat was like the original Fashion Nova. Before social media.
Baby Fat was popping because of hip hop too.
Fat Farm.
A lot of the fucking shorts
was in. Yo, Kimora Lee Simmons was in Def Jam 5 for NY. Let's not forget that. Let's acknowledge that. She was definitely a side bitch, a main bitch in Love and Hip Hop NY. Shit, bro.
Oh, yo, can we go back to the corniest rapper? I thought about the corniest rapper just now. Just finally came to my head.
Who?
And you guys have to agree to this.
Who?
Riff Raff.
Yeah.
But his shit is low key fucking.
I don't think he was in. I don't think he was like in the spotlight much. Bro.
Nah,
no,
fuck that nigga.
He has a career, low key.
He has a career.
He has a career, bro.
Let's shout out the fact that his career is not bigger than the show he came from.
Bro, like 2 years ago, I think it was. He dropped the album. Dreams.
Do you guys know?
And I know about that because I actually listened to it. I ain't gonna front.
You know? See, you listen to it. You remember the show he came from?
Yeah, from Jesus Gents.
Yo, that show was something.
But bro, yeah. My favorite song to listen to him is The Rookies with The Alchemist. And,
he's the original Cardi B.
Action Bronson. He's the male Cardi B. Riff Raff is the male Cardi B.
So, like, yeah, I don't know why Action Bronson fucked with Riff Raff so hard. I think he just thought the nigga was funny.
I think because he's funny, bro. It's just so corny that it's funny. And it just flows with shit like Action Bronson shit. He be having some funny ass lyrics, bro. It's just so stupid.
It's so trash that it's funny.
Yeah.
But,
listen to Tangerine Dreams, mad smack, bro. I'm banged.
Will Smith is kind of a corny rapper, too.
He was back then, he was better than what the fuck these niggas.
Yeah, he was a banger back then.
How much of that is to him, and how much of that is to a ghostwriter? Because we know niggas wrote for him now.
Excuse me. Neo wrote for like half of like the industry, bro.
For R&B artists though. I'm not saying that rappers don't have ghostwriters, right? But back in that day, it wasn't so much of a thing as it is now. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Sure, bucko.
Well, sometimes I think, and this is just literally the industry, but some people, like the way we're discussing with them around earlier, right? It's like, sometimes they're just looking for somebody who can fit the role. Make an artist type shit. Somebody who could fit this image, who can flow nice, and all they need is somebody to just write the words for them type shit.
That's corny. That don't make a rapper.
It makes an artist. And that's what a record label wants.
That just reminded me. Corniest rapper. Corniest rappers. Corniest rappers. $10 million deal. Corniest rapper all the time.
Go for it.
I don't want to argue with you niggas.
No, just say it.
MF Doom.
I feel like you did that on purpose.
Yeah, I think you did that on purpose.
No, I've told both of y'all I think he's corny.
You did tell me. You explained it to me.
Nah, because if you want to say that, we can go back to other podcasts where you have said that he's nice.
I never said he's nice. Bro. I put $100 that if never said he's nice.
We're about to rewind a podcast.
I put my next whole checkup, actually.
Stop playing, that's what
I did. Because I've never said MF Doom is nice.
Yo, man, didn't you find it? You just lost the whole check.
You can listen to it. I've never said he's nice. Never.
God, oh, fucking
cat. Can you talk about this song, though? Diamonds remix?
Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe had a nice little touch on this shit.
He wasn't on this. That's why it's good. Shots everywhere. Everybody gets it. Yeah. Bang, bang.
This is tough.
This is Jay-Z, though.
Look back then, he had some pretty good stuff.
Jay-Z had... I was in a Jay-Z feature bag, like, because of title, actually.
I liked him, like, up to a certain point.
That's why I had to tell Talib Kweli and Jay-Z song I'm playing earlier.
Nah, I liked him to a certain point, though. And then, like, later on, I feel like I had to just wait. Last 2-3 years that he was dropping some shit, like, it was actually pretty good stuff.
I just never fucked with him over Nas.
No, Nas always.
Michael Rappaport went on Hot 97 talking about how so many people are offbeat. Kendrick sometimes is offbeat. How Meek Mill's offbeat.
What else he said?
He was talking about, like, you ever heard of alternative jazz where, like, I think it's just like shit like that. Shit like that. And I was thinking about it, I'm like, the only offbeat nigga that I really don't like anymore is Blueface. But E-40 started that whole shit too.
His face, that offbeat type.
Huh?
That type offbeat shit.
What
did he start?
E-40? The offbeat shit.
That's what I was just...
You said the offset beat shit.
No, the offbeat shit.
Oh, yeah, I ain't hear that.
I heard backwards. So, I mean... somehow it hits. I don't understand.
It's just hitting my album.
It just hits. Wait, what you said?
It's hard. I feel like everybody's supposed to say college grad... I feel like everyone's supposed to say college dropout. I like my Dark Twisted Fantasy a lot.
I like Cardi's Dropout.
Production-wise, too, it was fire. Fire. Can I like Cardi's Dropout. I like Cardi's Dropout, too, though.
I like Getaway and Hard Work. I thought the production shit I was doing that.
808 and Heartbreaks is cool to me because it inspired a lot of...
It was too ahead of its time.
It was way too ahead of its time. Way too ahead of its time.
Shout out to the influence of Kid Cudi.
He took auto-tune past T-Pain, like, wherever could.
But he made it really good, though. He knew what he was doing.
They say that he's Jack and Chance with this whole Jesus is King album now, too. And then he jacked Travis when Travis was under him, like he's jacking all his protege shits. How you feel about that?
Kanye's Kanye, man. That's what I can say.
Are y'all listening to his new album, Jesus is King, when it comes out?
Nope. I gotta see what it's about, because I was feeling the last projects he had, but I don't know, like, if he's gonna go back to, like, his Jesus shit. Nah, I'm not fucking with it.
You fuck with that shit last year?
The last shit he had going on, the Ye album and all that, yeah.
I ain't fuck with that Ye album at all.
It was way better album than Yeezus. And I thought it had a really good, like, story going on it. And it had a good little, like,
that's cheating, because that shit was like 7 songs.
It was a good project.
And one of them shits was him just talking. So it was really like 6 songs.
It was a good project, bro.
All Yeezus had was
the samples he had there was fire. That's a fact. Blood Orleans is the only fucking song. Oh, Jesus, that was good. And I'll kind of give it to him for that Slave song.
I really don't care for any of the songs on that album. I don't care for any other song on that album.
I don't like Jesus. I don't like Jesus that much. But I think that was his Travis Scott influence.
I did like the Project Cabin Jay-Z.
Watch the Throne? If you can count that, then I'll put that as his top project. But I'm not, I didn't want to count that.
Not because it was a collab, but it was a good collaboration.
I think if you want to talk about best collaborative projects, that goes in the top five of all time. Music.
How do you feel about the albums he produced for these people? For
Spoon, I ain't gonna say that, so
for Tiana, for Nas. How you feel about
that? Like last year, this little 7 run?
Yeah.
It would have been doper if he just did it instead of announcing it.
That's true.
And it would have been doper if he wasn't speaking so much about politics, even though it had nothing to do with the music. That it took away from it, because everybody was looking for his shit to kind of speak more up on that, and he spoke more on mental health, which is cool, but it was kind of like a tease, and it's like you didn't know if he was doing a lot of political shit just for promo, because now it's not, you know what I mean? Like they could have rolled it out better, and then I think they super dropped the ball when it came to Teyana Taylor shit. Cause it was the last one.
Didn't they change something on her song too?
The album was actually pretty good.
They changed the track listing. I think
they changed the track list on Nas' shit too.
They changed the track listing. I think they changed I think they switched out some of the songs. They changed the order of the songs. And then she was the only one, like, you know when Nas dropped this shit, they did like a whole event in Queensbridge.
Yeah.
And they were doing events for everybody's shit when it dropped. Hers was the only one they didn't do no event for. At all. Like, they didn't...
Yeah, that was all fucked up.
And she's the only R&B act on Good Music. So, to me, you gotta push her more.
Yeah.
And she has her own cult following just from being herself. Like Cardi B. You know what I mean? Like, so it's kind of like, you could capitalize on that so much harder if you try to. She's just cool for being cool.
That's why Pusha T is in charge of
doing it. Now... Aside from that, how do you feel about the album itself overall? Like Pusha T's album was good too. How do you feel like the production was on each
Pusha
album?
T's album, I'm happy, was nominated for a Grammy as the best rap album of the year.
It was a great album.
Nas, I was a little disappointed in. Like, I don't know, like maybe
I thought it was weak a little bit, I'm not gonna lie.
But I would like...
I feel like Nas is not for everybody, man.
What fuck
I'm
up,
glad he dropped Lost Faith too.
What fucked me up with Nas' shit though too was that Jay-Z and Beyonce came out the same day as him.
Yeah. So I feel like it took away from him a little bit.
Cause it's not even because of Jay-Z.
I'll be real with you.
Because of Beyonce.
You know what happened to him? What was his problem for a weekend of the release? He had issue releasing the album.
Yeah, it came out late. Came out like a few hours. Like came out in the middle of the day or some shit.
Bro,
there
were some people that they couldn't even get the album even after the people who promoted the album. You couldn't even get the shit until like 2-3 days later, some people.
I know it was supposed to come out midnight and it came out like around 4 or 5 p.m. But
he sent the links late to people who ordered it, shit like that.
Well, it's not him; it's his team.
I'm
sure Nas isn't the one behind
but
the keyboard.
You know what I'm saying, right. Though? Don't be fucking technical. Man,
so much smarter than
Nah, because I gotta defend my idol.
Right.
Your idol, because I don't talk about him my entire life being my favorite rapper, my idol.
You
share
do.
Share the same birthday too.
You do. I share the same death day as Big Pun.
That's a little wait. Stunned me hard. You said you shared the same death day as Big Pun, so you died?
I died and came back. Big Pun died on my birthday.
Yeah, there you
Fat
go.
Joe's first album came out on my birthday.
That's dope.
Like when I was born.
That was dope.
In 93.
That's dope.
It's crazy, right?
Fat Joe's album right down.
Fat Joe's album came out in 93 when I was born.
I think Lion King came out that year.
Yo, bro, this should be listening to us because we were just talking about Nas and this played randomly.
Yeah, that's a little weird, man.
Like, so shout out the title.
I was thinking about some shit the other day. Like, I googled it actually, right? And then I went to go on YouTube to look for it on YouTube.
Oh, that's popped cool. Up first. I share the same birthday as Derrick Rose.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah.
I share the same birthday as Amy Winehouse.
What's his name? Lee Schreiber?
Okay, you told me.
Derrick Rose and Melo are the two NBA players I think that I wish they did more.
Oh, yeah?
I felt like they deserved more. That's what I wanted to say. Derrick Rose plays with heart. Man, go ahead, bro.
That's cool.
Yo, who?
Smoking.
Yo, man.
Oh, and the same birthday as this.
Yo, you rolled already, nigga?
Nah. Yo,
this
I roll for you.
Yo.
I got two more rolled up, though.
Exchange bud for roll. What else?
So, New York shit, yeah, you know.
There's a couple people who got my birthday. Wow.
They're closing Rikers.
Yo, so, how you feel about the Rikers shit? Mr. Picky.
Huh?
How you feel about the Rikers? It's closing down.
The closing Rikers have opened up new jails in each borough. Let me look this up.
What? Fucking bigger bookings?
Well, they have a plan to have a jail in each borough rather than a Riker. So it's supposed to be smaller jails.
In favor of s'mores, four smaller jails spread across the city.
Yeah. I think that's pretty corny. It's a stupid idea. Oh, Rich Homie Quan got my birthday too.
They have to close the jail down, though. The Rikers have to close it down. So what we're gonna do with the inmates? Yeah, put him somewhere.
Rikers is one of the worst jails in the world, though.
Oh, my person, really bad.
Huh? I mean, I'm not saying, like, Rikers is one of the worst places compared to other places, but I'm saying Rikers is not good. And it's not only because of the prisoners. It's because of, like, the police union that lets niggas get away with shit.
Yeah, they get treated and shit.
We all seen them in Khalif Browder shit. NYPD 12 shit. I just want to know where they're putting these prisons at.
Right across the street from here.
I was talking to Tiggs about that, because I was telling Tiggs, like, the problem is going to be nobody wants that shit in your neighborhood. And Tiggs is like, well, you gotta make a sacrifice. I'm like, no one wants to make that sacrifice to say, yeah, it's cool. Put a prisoner on the block. Like, you have to put it like in a like long like, and even in like industrial neighborhoods like Long Island City or
you gotta put that
Bushwick,
shit where Western Beef is by Metropolitan and shit like that.
In an industrial area type shit.
But even people that work around there, they're not gonna be fucking with that either.
They got no choice. Compared to more heavily populated places.
Think about like the homeless situation, right? You wanna get rid of the homeless off the street, right? I put them in fucking housing and shit, right? Oh no, but they didn't want to see them in the housing either. So what the fuck you gonna do?
The homeless shit is different because I feel like it's more about getting them the mental health too. And it's like, you can only build
but
so
in
many
jail,
shelters.
But with the jail people too, do they not
but
need help?
I think with the homeless shit, you have to get to the root of why do people become homeless?
Why do people become criminals? Why do they do what they do? They need help too.
They do. That's why some people say there shouldn't be any prisons in America.
Yeah, but then, do we make crime legal then? Like,
we don't make crime legal, but there's a different way to reform somebody.
So
do
we make,
them
like,
not all right,
so
again.
Let's just make one super jail
I didn't
somewhere,
say that.
And then we just put them all there.
I ain't saying that. I'm not even agreeing with it. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I think that, like, if you take somebody that has, you take a rapist, a robber, a murderer, right? You probably link most of these shits either to financial or mental struggles, right?
Okay, yeah.
If you rehabilitate that and set them on a path, out of say 10, maybe 7 stay on the path, as opposed to trying to let them out where you're looking to put them back in because it's business. Because prison is a business. There are privately owned prisons across America that I think Jersey and New York can make it illegal.
So, correctional facility?
But the whole point of a correction officer, I mean, like...
A correctional facility?
Correctional... Like, basically, when you get out of jail, they're looking for you to go back to jail. You're on parole for how many years? You make one little fuck up, you get a traffic stop, you can be back in prison. It's not right, but that's reality.
A correctional facility. That's what it's supposed to do. Correct.
It's supposed to, but that's not... Like, history tells us that's not how it goes.
It's just the power, the corruption and power. The way these people act, the way these PO act, the way
that's why people fighting. When you hear prison reform, that's what the whole thing means. Reforming the system. Changing how it goes. Like I said,
if we eliminate these jails, what do we do with the people? Where do we
put It's not them? About eliminating jails. It's changing the system of jail. When you go to somebody in jail, it shouldn't be like, yo, you're in jail, so now you're punished, and now you have to sit there and think about what you did for the past 20 years, and just like... How about seeking them help? How about giving... Every crime is not the same level as fuckery. There's a difference between somebody murdering somebody and somebody snatching a purse. They don't... Like, you feel me? There's differences between shit. The difference between somebody holding up, say, a cash check in place because they need to feed their kid than somebody just on a killing spree like a serial murderer. You know what I mean? It's different. You can't compare every crime and say criminals where's criminals go. Let's define what is a crime and what is a seek for attention. What is a seek for help?
I feel you.
Or a murderer. Or
that's not smart.
Fucking committed fraud.
You said that's not smart.
That's not smart.
This guy.
Nine got hype.
Brilliant.
No, like for sure, but like again, like where do we put them?
It's not about where do we put them. We put you keep prisons. What happens with? When you go to prison and when you come out of prison, so needs to change.
Instead of a prison, a facility
to rehabilitate them. All the people who commit fraud with the frauders.
Right, a place to rehabilitate them and allow them to get the proper help they need. Right. That's it. You just correct what it is. So instead of saying fucking prison,
because everybody's not gonna
like a fucking guidance counselor's office.
Yeah like everybody's not gonna be the same.
Peer mediators and shit.
Everybody's not gonna be the same. Everybody's not gonna be the same. But lower level crimes, even like shit like scamming and fraud, it can all be.
They should just separate those type of like offenders.
I wouldn't even say separate. I would just say like, yeah, separate. I mean, I don't know, bro. I just know the system now is basically designed. Once you get out of jail, they're trying to get you back in the jail because crime, like jail, is a business. Think about it like this: if you own a prison, if you have a privately owned business, and it's a prison, where do you try and how are you going to improve your business? What keeps you in business?
If you own a prison, privately owned, how are you staying in business? I want to ask you something real quick. So pause from this conversation. Are you asking me like this as if like you're getting the audience to hear this side, or you then as trying to convince me? Because I feel you.
I'm feeling devil's advocate.
Because right, I was saying, I feel you.
If we all agree on everything,
I'm just zoned out. So I don't know if you thought maybe I just disagreed.
I feel like if you agreed on everything, it'd be boring. Frost, I'm about to like the next one, then I roll this shit.
Nah, definitely people need to think about both sides. But the same thing I always talk about with these issues. Like people always see things so narrow-mindedly and just like, oh, just this thing. Okay, but we need an ultimate goal. That right there, from earlier what we talked about, that's an ultimate goal.
I think my first goal would be eliminating privately owned prisons.
You need enough people to help you accomplish the ultimate goal.
I think eliminating privately owned prisons is the first step.
We gotta have the right direction, though. We can't just be blinded on body. I mean, you can't just sit there and say, oh, we don't want it. Okay, but what do we do instead of it? You know? How do we replace that?
We get this dickhead out of the fucking White House.
I've never seen
a president other than maybe Bush, but like, Bush wasn't even like the, like, where.
Bush wasn't dumb like that.
It affects everybody. Like, you get in the room with like four more people, you gotta talk about Trump.
Bush's stupidity was more of like, he's just a funny character to laugh at when you see talking type shit. And the shit he be doing on TV. But then when it comes to this nigga, Trump would just be like on some like, yo, this nigga talking again, like, yo. On the Twitter shit, like.
You get in a room with three more people, you gotta talk about Trump.
Old motherfuckers technology, yeah.
It's a fact.
Yeah, you told you not to bring him up, and you bring him up.
He did bring him up. From there,
I say get this dick out of the office. Because if we're talking about changing that shit, we can't change shit with Trump in office. But
you can't change shit with a lot of people, though. State-wise. I think, like, too, like, why should each state have a different law? Why not have... entire country have the same laws?
How do you? Well, certain things
like when you're going to like listen why. For instance, like driving laws, right? So like when you're going to other states and stuff, and they have different driving regulations, right? Road rules. How do you know you're following the law? And next thing you know, you're getting pulled over for a ticket in another state. So I'm sure you violate some law, you fucking end up in jail for no goddamn reason. So that's what I'm saying. Like, why do we have different laws? You know, certain states, there's like three states, right, in the United States that allow fucking child marriage as young as the age of 12. Like, why is that still a thing? There's a state that allows fucking meth to be legalized. Or heroin, one of those two.
Because everything's
America.
Yeah, literally America.
We're a business.
We're a fucking piece of
it's
shit.
old laws that just never got looked at. Nobody said, you know what? Maybe, you know, maybe change this. This needs to be, you know, not okay. We gotta think better. We gotta think better, y'all.
Didn't wanna fucking bring up Orange, man.
That sucks. I stopped.
Talk about that fucking douchebag.
Cheetos.
Fucking pumpkin head.
Hey, you called the pumpkin head.
So.
Ooh, NBA season starting.
Yeah, a little heat with China.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that one. Because I don't know too much about it, to be honest. Let me get your.
Yeah, I live in
New York. So you got some info for sure.
I got you right now. We're gonna talk about this.
You gotta make sure you got enough time.
Last Sunday night, Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Houston Rockets, sat in his hotel room in Tokyo, where the Rockets were to play two preseason games with the current NBA champions, Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
I'm gonna finish.
Awesome BBC, okay.
Mr. Morey, in a move that would reverberate around the sporting world and beyond, then fired off a tweet expressing support for the protesters in Hong Kong who have been taken to the streets for the past 4 months. While he hasn't explicitly admitted as much, it's safe to say he now regrets hitting the send button. Close to a week later, the fallout from the single quickly deleted the tweet, which included the words, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong," is still dominating the news cycle. We've seen the post from the Rockets owner, whatever, fuck this shit. Basically, the point is,
Hong Kong
basically,
is straight.
Basically,
China period straight,
basically, the fucked up, this is what happened. China gives, I think it's like $4 billion. To the NBA, they invest like a lot in the NBA since Yao Ming and Jordan. So it's kind of like you're attacking one of your biggest sponsors, and then like everybody got mad at LeBron because he made a statement about it saying, "Yo, you're putting all these players at risk, financially, spiritually, physically," and everybody got mad at one because he said financially first,
because he knows where the money comes from,
right? But it seemed less insincere, and then people was like thrown off. And if people don't realize, if they're in China, anything could happen.
Yeah.
So it's like people got mad at LeBron for saying something. People got mad at this nigga. People are mad at China. Me personally, South Park predicted this shit like a week before it happened. And free my nigga Winnie the Pooh.
Free who?
Free Pooh Bear.
And who's her name?
Winnie the Pooh's banned in China, for you guys that don't know. Basically, where's the line between, like, if you have somebody that sponsors you and they do some fuck shit, why are you not allowed to talk about it? Bro, you have to share the same political views and everything?
Infinity Ward. Who else was it? I think Bungie has said something to before. They all end up splitting away and having to make their own shit, do their own thing because of that. Well, but yeah, there's repercussions. They just get fired and shit. Like, how you fired? How the fuck are you the fucking publisher, right? But these niggas are developers. You're just basically creating the disc and saying, here, this is their game, right? You sell their game for them type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You split the money up. How you gonna sit there and fire the fucking... the vice president and the president of a whole nother company. Shit happens with the industry.
I don't know, man.
I don't think LeBron should have said the way he said that. I think he was trying to just express, like, concerns that a lot of fellow players might have had. But maybe, like, and this goes back to, like, I don't mean to bring him up, but the Trump thing, like, tweeting. Don't tweet this shit. This is public. Like, this is something you shouldn't probably say publicly.
If you want to go into conspiracy theories, I think Trump owns a part of Twitter.
Bro, he gets away with some shit.
Because there's no way, it's like, niggas go to Twitter jail every day.
Right. Can you imagine that though? Like, sometimes, you know, they just protect. Maybe he's just putting some money in their pockets, actually. Whatever, who knows what's going on. It just be like that though.
It'd be like that.
Bro, what year is this?
Huh?
What year is this?
Frosted. The same year the original song came out. This came out.
Go hard.
Oh, my point is,
how the
fuck
were
you
when
this came out? This is old as shit.
It's not 90s. You can't sit there and say that when you see the old retime. I was trying to mix it up. I bumped that Nas Still Dreaming shit. That was my favorite Kanye produced shit.
I think we're still game was done, man.
Yeah, we're done. Frost Talk.
Frosted, yo.
Any last Frost. Words?
Never shave your kitten caboodle.
What?
Manscape.
Yo, good night, y'all. Enjoy y'all weekend. Till next time.